Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're doing daf vav in Maseches Yoma. We're going to pick up with a new topic, 8 lines into the Amid, and that is the topic of Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. Our daf is going to discuss the requirement of separating the Kohen Gadol 7 days, as our Mishnah had said, and the Gemara is going to discuss different possibilities of why. One possibility is that if he's going to have relations with his wife, so then that's going to make him usher to be in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? One possibility is because of him being Bo'al Nida, and the Gemara is going to discuss the status of a Bo'al Nida and its exact halachos. The Gemara then on Vav Amud Beis is going to go on to discuss the status of Tumas Meis vis-a-vis Migdash, as well as the famous sugya of Tumah Hutra Betziva and Tumah Dechuyahi Betziva. So let's pick up a little bit into the Amud, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara asks the famous question, L'ma Mafrishin? Why do we separate? What's the requirement? So Gemara says, Lama Mafrishin Kidika Amrit. Well, we've been explaining. The last 5 dafim have been explaining why there is a requirement for Hafrashit. Either Rabbi Yochanan Kid Islay. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we learn from the Miluim. Either Reish Lakish Kid Islay, or according to Reish Lakish, who says we learn from Har Sinai. So there are Makoros in either cases, Lechaper, etc. So Gemara says, Hachi ka'amar, mi besa lama pirish. Why is it that he has to separate from his house? Why is it he have to separate from his wife? So here let's take a look at Rashi, and there is a very fascinating sugya that emerges from this. Take a look at Rashi, mi besa lama pirish, mi ishta lama pirish, kava ishta imaisham. He should be allowed to bring his wife into the lishkas parhedrin. She'al karchach lishkas parhedrin, Lo Isa Kedusha, She'en Yeshiva Ba'azara Elamachas Beis David. So Rashi says, this is a Gemara in a few places, in Zvachim and others, that you're not allowed to sit in the Migdash. So if you're not allowed to sit in the Migdash, so says Rashi as follows. Rashi says, it can't be that he just can't lay down or sit, and that's why you can't bring his wife over there, because it can't be that you can't have his wife there because they can't have relations, because the halacha is ein yeshiva ba'azara ela malchus beis David. So how does he even sit the whole time of the 7 days? It must be that he was in the lishkas parhedrin, which is outside of the makom hamigdash. That it was an opening that was outside of the makom hamigdash. So Rashi says al karchach lishkas parhedrin lo haisa kedusha she'ein yeshiva ba'azara. That's how Rashi learns. And therefore, the Gemara is saying as follows. There's no problem for him to bring his wife there and even have relations with her. Why is it that he's have to be poresh from his wife? Now, the Ravid disagrees with Rashi's Raya. The Ravid says that it must be that during the time of the Miluim, there was yeshiva ba'azara. And that since it's Litzorach HaMiluim, in such a case, it would be mutter. That's the Ravid in the beginning of Maseches Tamid. So he would disagree with Rashi's Raya, She'en Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela Malchus Beis David. He would have said that even if the Lishkas Parhedrin was open to the Azara, nevertheless, it would not be a problem. Interestingly, the Tosis Yishanim, at the end of Dibar Maslami Beis Olami Piresh, says, V'im Taimar, My comrade be based on the Pirish, Vahalo Yeshla the Yos Tadr Bemachna Levia, Kamo Aaron Ubanov, Shahay Yoshvin, Tamid Pesach Al Moed. So the premise of Tosis Yishanim's question was that he should have been able to go, that the Gemara's question is, why can't he go home to be with his wife? So says the Tosis Yishanim, wait, that's not true, because it says that during the Miluyim, they were Teshev, they sat there the entire time. So the Tosi Shanim assumes that the kash is that he should be able to go home, and he shouldn't have to be able to be Purish from his wife. And the Gemara is asking, why does he have to be Purish from his wife all 7 days? Interestingly, his answer is that the Miluyim, we know that Moshe put the Mishkan up, and he took it down. So he says, when the Mishkan was down, so then they were in Teshev, as the Pasuk describes in the end of Parshas Tzav. So he says, so in such a case, they would have been able, there wasn't constant yeshiva. So too, over here, there wouldn't be a requirement of constant yeshiva. So that's the tzadim in the Fasting Stadim and Tosfos Yishkan. Take a look at the Ibn Ezra on the Psukim of Parshas Tzav that says that they're supposed to be Teshev Pesach Oil Moed, that they were Yoshev Pesach Oil Moed. Take a look at the Ibn Ezra over there that says that Teshev doesn't mean that they were there constantly, all seven days, that they were able to go in and out. So that's a big discussion here in the Rishonim that emerges over here from the Rishonim, whether Teshev means that they were quote-unquote stuck, and I mean stuck in the positive sense, or not. Interestingly, the Sfas Emes on Daf Beis over here brings a raya from Sukkah, Basukah's Teshev Shivas Yamin, that the word Teshev doesn't necessarily mean that you're there constantly for 7 days. Vaharaya, we say Basukah's Teshev Shivas Yamin. Okay, we violated Daf Yomi rule, that was too much Iyun. Okay, says the Gemara, that was a joke. So says the Gemara, Mi Beis Alamit Pirish. So why was he Parish? Says Tanya, Rav Yehuda ben Maaseira Amar, Shemitin Matzei Ishtei Safek Nida. The problem was that Enochanami, there would be no problem for him to go back, and even to be with his wife, as the other Rishonim were discussing why. But the problem was that if he had relations with his wife, the Yavo Aleh. So if she was a Safek Nida, and then he had a relation. Says the Gemara, Atta B'Rishaya Skinan. Are we talking about a Rasha? That the Stam has, the Klein Galu is a Rasha? Ela Shema Yavo Al Ishtai, V'Timtsa Safek Nida. No. The case is that he had relations, and then afterwards, she found that she had done, immediately afterwards. We're going to discuss exactly what immediately means shortly. But immediately afterwards, she found Dan. And now the question was that he might have been Baal Nida. So says the Gemara, exactly what is this case? Amru Rabban and Kamedra of Chizda, Keman ki Rabbi Akiva. This is following the Shita Rabbi Akiva, the Omar Nida Mitama es Boyala. That Rabbi Akiva holds that if a woman had relations and then she found Dan Nida, and she had relations within 24 hours, then it's considered as if the husband is tamei as the din of a boal nida. That's Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbanan, because the Shita Rabbanan, ha'amri ein nida metames vala. So we're talking about not a rush, we're talking about tzaddik. He was just an ones that she became a nida. So if she's an ones, that would only be a problem that afterwards she found. That would only be a problem according to Rabbi Akiva. Wouldn't it be a problem according to Rabbanan. So according to Rabbanan, it doesn't work. That's Rabbanan's point to Rav Chizda. Amalu Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda responded, "Afilu temer Rabbanan. Can even work according to Rabbanan. At kan like pligi Rabbanan led Rabbi Akiva ela ba'acher acher." We're talking about a period of after. In other words, one after means immediately after. Acher acher, according to the Rabbanan, is a case of that they waited the amount of time called achar zman. We'll see in Rashi what that is shortly. And then only after that after time is, according to Chacham, you don't have to be choshesh. Aval b'chad acher, but if it's only one acher, so then in such a case, modu lei, then in such a case, that would be modu. What is this achad acher? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, the time is called os yom. Take a look at Rashi, Ela b'acher acher. Sheshasa yoser me'achar zman, shehazman os yom. The zman of os yom is acher. V'achar zman l'acher, acher os yom. What is that? B'toch sheteret v'tidiach. The amount of time it takes her to get off the bed and to check. K'diktani azil achar zman, v'asam k'tani t'mei misafik. And then you'll be t'mei misafik. If it's that time of os yom, that shekedei sheteret v'tidiach. The loy pligi Rabbi Akiva, and the Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Akiva. We're about 10 lines from the bottom in Rashi. First of all, in the Suffolk, u'ba'acher acher zman pligi. But after that period of time, another period of time after that, so that's where we have the machlokus. Then Rabbi Akiva says that even for a full ace la'ace, a 24-hour period, you'd also have to be machmir, and the Rabbanan would be mekel. So Rabbanan are machmir in the time of kadesh ha'teret v'tediach, but they're mekel after that period of time. And Rabbi Akiva is machmir even after that period of time. So that's what the Gemara says. And here we're going to be choshesh that what's going to happen is as follows. They're going to have relations. She's going to check immediately, just acher. So then in such a case, even according to Rabbanan, he'll be tameh as a baal nida. So that's why he has to separate from his wife for 7 days. That's the din by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Zera. So now Rabbi Zera analyzes within Hilchos Toma Vitahara. Did I make a bracha on this? Let's see how that's. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim Melech Haolam she'hakol miyeh bedvarai. Amar Rabbi Zeira Shmah Mina Bael Nida Eina Kinida V'tayvel B'yoyim. From our sugya's mashma, we have a machlokes amorayim, whether, if someone's Bael Nida, whether he has the full din of a Nida. We're going to discuss shortly what the nafkaminos are going to be. It's going to revolve, the Gemara is going to flesh it out, but you know what, since Rashi brings it up over here, we already mentioned it. The halacha is that a Nida is only toveles balayla. She needs 7 full days of her Nidas, and then she's only toveles at night. So that would be one nafkamina, whether we say a bol nida is kanida. If a bol nida is not kanida, so then he'd be able to be tovel in the day of the seventh. So says Reb Zeira like this. If we have to say a bol nida is not kanida, v'tovel b'yom, he can be tovel b'yom. Why? Di amrit bol nida kanida, if we're going to say bol nida is kanida, so now, the halacha is that you're mafrish the kohen gadol. Now, if you're mafrish the kohen gadol, so we presumed that here the Rishonim spell out, we presumed it's into the third of Tishrei. In other words, it's not set 6-7 full days, but rather it's into the third, because we have a din of mitzas hayoyim kikulot. So if they'd be mafrish already into the third of Tishrei, that means, let's say, at the beginning of the third of Tishrei, it could have been that they were together, and you would have this case that she was a nida. Then he's a bol nida. So a bol nida now also has to go to the mikvah like a nida. He has 7 days of tumah. So if the halacha is that he's going to have to go to the mikvah, and the halacha is that he's like a nida that can only go at night, so then he wouldn't be able to go to the mikvah on Erev Yom HaKippurim during the day and have Erev Shemesh on the night of Yud Tishrei. And therefore it must be that a bol nida is not a nida, and he could go Erev Yom HaKippurim to the mikvah. And if you go Erev Yom HaKippurim to the mikvah, then with Harav Shemesh, it's going to be enough. Says Mar Diyam, Bol Nida Kenida, Emes Tvila Belayla, Lemachar Hecha Avid Avoida. How could he do the Avoida the next day? Va Boy Harav Shemesh. He needs Harav Shemesh. Elos Lav Shmamina, Bol Nida, Eino Kenida. Must be that Bol Nida is not a nida, and in such a case, he's able to go even during the day. Let's take a look at Rashi spells that out. The Rashi says he doesn't have to wait for the Shvi at night. Picking up with the first word on the line, Rashi is litbo. Ela tovo b'shvi bayom. Hilchach lo bay prisha el shivas yam. So that's why you only need prisha 7 days. That even if she became a nida on the third of Tishrei, it's no problem. V'imba safik nida b'yom prisha moinim mixas hayom kikulo kinida. V'tovo erev yom hakipurim shishvi bayom. Be no problem for him to go into the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, so that's a proof that Bol Nida is Eino Kenida. Says the Gemara, no. Rav Simi ben Ardaya, Amar Rav Simi ben Ardaya disagreed. Afilu Teima, Bol Kenida, Nida Kenida. That you need full 7 days of Bol Nida, and he could only go to the mikvah on the 8th, the night of the 8th. But a simple teretz, the mefarshin leisha achas samlish kiasachana. They wouldn't be mafrish the kohen gadol from his wife on the third of Tishrei, let's say in the morning. They'd be mafrish him already on the second of Tishrei before shkiasachana. So then there was no chance that he had become tamei nida. Meisnei, what the Gemara says, but that doesn't sound that way. Why? Kol chai ve tfilos tfilasam biyoyim nida viyoledes tfilasam belayla. Nida in, so the halacha is that who needs to go at night? Nida v'yoledes have to go at night. Boy el nida, loy. So, but not bo nida, says the Gemara, no. Nida v'chol da'asimi rebuya. We're not only talking about nida, but anybody else who comes from a nida. In other words, in Lamdos, a boy el nida has a din nida. So the fact that we say that a nida has to go during the day, it has to go at night, of course a bol nida also has to go at night as well. Why? Because what is a bol nida? A bol nida has the din of a nida. Frekti Gemara me sive bal keri kemage sheretz. A bal keri has a din of mage sheretz. Bol nida k'tmei meis. And bol nida is like k'tmei meis. Oh, so what do we see? My lav litvila. Doesn't it sound like it applies in regards to tvila? Now the halacha is that a t'mei meis could also go during the day, so and wait for Harav Shemesh. So too, we should say the same in regards to Bol Nida. Says the Gemara, Loi Lutumasan, No, we're talking about in regards to his tumah, that he's an ava tumah and he's tameh for 7 days. Says the Gemara, everybody knows that. Tumasim behedik sibu. It's already written in the Torah that he has a din of tumah shiva. Says the Gemara, hai tumah shivik sibu, hai tumah shivik sibu. You already know that. El alav l'tfilasan. So it must be our teretz that we gave was wrong. Says the Gemara, turning on the top of Vav and Beis, loy la'olam l'tumasim. Really, it's to equate the tumah. It's obvious. The pasuk says that tmei meses is shiva, and the pasuk is saying also says beferish that a boil needs a shiva. Says the Gemara, seif it strichle. We need it for the sefer. That what? Ela shechomer mimenu boil nida shemitami mishkav u'moishah betumakala letame oichlin u'moishkin. It mashkin is coming to tell us something else. That ena chanami. When we compare the din of boil nida to tmei meis, there's no chiddush. Everybody knows it's 7 days, 7 days. But the brisa, when it means to equate it, what it was made, was to set up for the seifa, to show us the seifa, that a boil nida is matan mishkav u'moishav, and betumakal letame oichlin u'mashkin, as opposed to tmei meis, who's not mitame mishkav u'moishav, without negia, and he's only mitame b'maga, and that's what the brisa was coming to teach us. Excuse me, not a brisa, the mishnah. It's a mishnah in Zavim. That's what the mishnah in Zavim in Perek Hey is coming to teach us. Okay, so now we're continuing on this war path of whether the din of boil nida is considered like a nida. Another raya, 5 lines on top. Toshma, the tongue of Pia, hazav, va'azava, va'mitzer, v'mitzeras, boil nida, t'mei meis, t'filasan b'yoin. All of them need tefillah the day. Nida v'yoledes, t'filasan b'layla. And a nida and a yoledes, the tefillah is done at night. So it's black on white that a boil nida, the halacha is that he does his tefillah during the day. And therefore we have to abandon the teretz of Rav Simi. And we have to say that Eina Chanami, that the boil nida, it does not have a din of nida. And therefore, the observation that was made earlier in terms of the Prisha was correct. You could go back to the fact that they were Purishim only on the third day, not on the second, because even if he had become Tameh, he'd be able to go to the mikvah during the day, and we paskin boil nida is not kinida. Okay. Says the Gemara, we begin a new topic. Says the Gemara, v'ad sha'ata mafrisha mitumas besay. This that we learned that we separate him from his wife, hafrisheyu mitumas meis. Why aren't we choshesh that somebody is going to die next to him? And then he's going to be tmei meis. So where choshesh is going to come tumas nida, but what about being choshesh if someone dies next to him? Amar rav tachliv avu ad rav huna. Mishmei derav as I say meres tumas meis hutra b'tzibur. Oh, we get into a geshmak hashas sugya, and the geshmak hashas sugya is the din of tumo hutra b'tzibur. It must be that if he becomes tmei meis, so then in such a case he's hutra b'tzibur. He'd still be able to do that voida. What does that mean? I told you that one of the best places in Shas to find the sugya of tumo hutra b'tzibur is really vav and beis in Yuma. So take a look at Rashi hutri b'tzibur. Ish is nidche if he becomes tameh, but the tzibur can't, their avodah can't be postponed because of tumah. Ubi yom kipurim kulei carbon tzibur, and yom kipurim says Rashi, everything is avodah tzibur. Af carbon shaloi doches tumah, but Rashi asks, so everything is tzibur, but there's one exception, and that's the power of the kohen gadol that he uses for him and his bias. So Rashi answers, because he has zman kavua. That par is zman kavua, and anything that's zman kavua also has the din of tumahot rebetzibur. So the bottom line is that the Gemara says that tumahot rebetzibur should work. 2 points of iyun. First of all, I've jotted down on the side of my Gemara that the Shagisari and the Gvura Sari asks that this should be a problem for Sreifas Para, that we learned that when it comes to the Paraduma, there is also Mafrishin. But Paraduma is not Zmano Kavua. So the Gemara should ask, that at least when it comes to Sreif Aspara, we should say that there should be a din of being choshesh for not only to be porish, like the Kohen Gadol, but you have to be porish from every person because of Chashash Tumas Meis. Ayin Begvuras Ari. Another point is that this Lashon over here, that if it's Zmanoi Kavua, so then in such a case, automatically say Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So there's a Kasha that some ask that by Karban Pesach, we just finished learning Pesachim. So we learned Pesachim that you need Rov Klal Yisrael to be Tomei in order to say Tumah Hutra Betzibur. But if we just said that if you have Zmanoi Kavua, we just said that by the Kohen Gadol, we said that since his carbon is Zmanoi Kavua, automatically that's also considered Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So why do you need Rov? Just by the fact that the carbon Pesach is Zmanoi Kavua, that should be enough. So 2 points of Iyun for you to be Ma'ayinin. Okay, so the Gemara continues.
What does it mean Zmanoi Kavua? It's a carbon Yachid, though, that he made his
part. Right, Rashi's saying that since the Zman is Zmanoi Kavua, Karbono Taluba, that's enough. To say Tumah
Hutra Betzibur. It's not even Sibur related at all.
That's the Pashas of Rashi. That's the Pashas of Rashi. Okay, so Gemara continues. Ravina Omar. Ravina says, Salchura says the Gemara, we see that Tumah Meis is Hutra Betzibur. Now, we must explain by the end of the daf, what is the Nafgamina of Tumah Hutra Betzibur and Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. All our Gemara has said, and Gemara said a lot already, the Gemara has said that we don't have to worry about being mafreshim from a mace, from someone, because even if he becomes Tameh, that would be Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So what would be the nafkamina now between Tumah Hutra Betzibur and Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur? The question is whether he's really Tameh by the Avodah. If you say Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, he's really Tameh. It's a bidyevet. Tumah Hutra Betzibur, it's a lechatchila. So if you held Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, it sounds like from the Gemara, so then you would have to separate him from anybody, lest he become Tameh, and lest you have to rely on Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. But if you hold Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur, there's no problem. We don't have to, in other words, do we have to be Choshesh for the fact that he's going to come Tameh? That would be Nafkamina number one in our Sugya, between Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur and Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur. We'll see more Nafkaminas as we go on. That's why I say Yuma Davav is the best, because we have this hak of Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur and Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur all the time, but it's not so clear what the nafkaminas are. But we'll see even starker nafkaminas.
It's for sure that he would do it, though, not that we'd go to the backup Kohen from the Mishnah, the Shema Yerub of Sol, the backup Kohen. It's for sure not that, but for sure the Kohen
right.
God was going
to
do it.
That it would seem to me, yes. Says the Gemara, Itmar. So now this Shiloh, Tumas Meis. Rav Nachman Amar Hutri Vitzibur, Rav Sheshet Amar Dechuy Vitzibur. So we have this is a machlekes for Nachman Rav Sheshet. Hei chadika tmein uta hoirin bahi beisav. There's going to be no nafkamina if some of the Kohanim are Tahorim and some of the Kohanim are not. That even if you hold Tumah Hutra Betzibur, then have the Kohanim that are Tahor to do it. But rather, keep Pligi, what's a nafkamina between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? Ladure ulasuye Tahorim beis avachrina. The first nafkamina is, do you have to get other Kohanim that aren't there to do this altogether? That would be Nafkamina number one. Rav Nachman Amar Heter he betzibur v'lo madrinan. Rav Sheshes Amar Dechuy betzibur madrinan. Ika d'armi, another Nafkamina. Afilu echad ika taren tmein bahu beisav. Pligi polig Rav Nachman. V'amar avdi nami tmein. The kol tumas meis betzibur rachman asharya. That the second day of holds that's not a Nafkamina at all. The second day of holds that Rav Nachman would say that even if you have Kohanim here that are Tame and Kohanim that are Tar right in front of you, it's Mamish Heter Gomor, and if it's Heter Gomor, then in such a case. So we really have only from our Sugya two Nafkaminas. Shtayim Shein Shalosh, one Nafkamina, it sounds like from the opening part of our Sugya, is whether you have to worry about the Kohanim becoming Tmei Meis. That would be Nafkamina number one, if we made the right Cheshbon and Pshat. And Nafkamina number two is a question whether it's a Nafkamina or not. Nafkamina number two is, we have nafkamina number two, and there's a question whether they have nafkamina number three. Nafkamina number two, which is pashut, is if you have to go to get kohanim from another beis av. If you hold Tumah Hutra Betzibur, then in such a case you don't. You don't go to another beis av. If you hold Tumah Dechuy Betzibur as you do, and then there's a shaila within the Gemara, whether within that beis av, if you have kohanim that are not tamei, do you have to go there or not? So that's a two lashonos of the Gemara. So b'siyata d'shmaya, what we learned today is halacha mafrishin, the shaila of whether boil nida is considered nida itself. We had some fun it with Rashi, where Rashi said ein yeshiva ba'azara. We mentioned that there are different rishonim of whether actually, literally, there's no yeshiva at all, and that gets back to how you read the psukim in Parshas Tzav about by the miluyim. And then we saw the different deos, and finally we conclude that bal nida is not kenida, nafkamina is whether you have tefila balayla dafka or not. And finally, we learn the sugya of tumah tribut zibur or not.